We want to talk to you again about a mystery we've been discussing all week long. Here are the facts. In 1999, the body of 41-year-old high school dropout Ricky McCormick was discovered in a cornfield. It was St. Charles County, Missouri. No weapons, no motives, no suspects. The only clue that investigators had were two handwritten documents found in the pockets of the victim's pants, and there was a scrambling of letters that read like an encoded message. It's been more than a decade now. The FBI still has not been able to crack the code, and they're actually asking for the help of the public. You can see that mystery at our website if you haven't yet, thetakeaway.org. Thousands of submissions later, even some world-famous cryptologists can't figure out the code here. We're joined this morning by David Kahn, author of The Code Breakers, The History of Secret Writing. David, good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
You know, I looked at the pictures of this these notes that were in the victim's pocket, and I got to ask you, how do you know it's a code? How do we know this isn't just the scramblings of somebody doodling on a page?
Well, first of all, it's lined up as if it were a code message in individual lines, and there are individual symbols in there which are typical of a code message, and there are repeated symbols. But the question then arises, how come nobody's been able to solve this?
Yeah.
And I really don't know why smarter guys than me with computers and all that haven't been able to solve it. My theory is that it's too short, basically, to solve. There are a number of repeated letters in there, but basically there's no way in which you can get a grip on the repetitions, which are the usual way in which a code is solved, or of any other identification ways in which you might determine what kind of a system it is.
All right. Well, David Kahn, author of The Code Breakers, The History of Secret Writing. How long does a code need to be for you to really feel comfortable that you can break it?
That depends on the cipher system used. Even if it's a very short system, a very simple system like A is Q, B is R, and so forth, you need a certain number of letters to make sure that the system holds up. For example, if you have a three-letter cryptogram, Q, R, Z, or something like that, you cannot tell what the system is or what the underlying message is. It could be any three-letter word. You need a certain length, which in cryptology is called the unicity distance, which varies, of course, with the type of system, to determine whether the cryptogram is actually solved correctly or not.
Well, you know, I mean, my co-host, John Hockerby, has been kind of poking fun at the FBI all week that they're asking the public for help on this. Is that normal that when a code becomes difficult that they kind of put the word out, can anyone break this code?
I don't think so. Most codes that the FBI and more particularly the National Security Agency, which is the nation's agency breaking codes and ciphers for the government and making its own codes and ciphers, of course, are very secretive. And why they should have done this, I don't know. The FBI solves codes day after day, many gambler's codes, things like that, which are used in criminal investigations. And why they should have done this, I don't know. I think this is the first time in my experience that it's ever been done.
All right. Well, is it common, though, to go 12 years? I mean, if they're breaking codes, as you say, every single day, then that would make this one kind of unique, that it's been 12 years old and we haven't figured it out.
It is unique. And why they haven't figured it out, I don't know. I've wondered about that. I've looked at the cryptogram and why the FBI and the National Security Agency and the dozens of amateurs who are attempting to solve it can't solve it. I don't know. Maybe it's not a message. I wondered about that. Maybe it's just some kind of a hoax. But the situation in which it was found, the fact that there are repeated letters and all of that make it seem to me like a genuine system. And why nobody has been able to solve it, I don't know.
Or maybe there's something the FBI is not telling us. Maybe they happen to know this guy, this victim, had ties to secret societies. Maybe there's a whole conspiracy theory we can dream up, David Kahn, connected to this guy, which makes it sure that this is a code that must be broken in order for us to avert world catastrophe.
No, I don't think so. That's an interesting theory, but I don't think so.
It would make a good movie starring Nicolas Cage.
I'm sorry?
It would make a good movie starring Nicolas Cage.
Yes, it would. But I don't think that it's a hoax. I don't understand why anybody would want to hoax it. What would be the advantage of that? So I think there's something in the system or in the illiteracy of the writing or something like that which makes it not possible for the FBI and the NSA to crack this code. And why they can't do it, I don't know. If I knew why they couldn't do it, they, of course, would attempt to solve it.
Yeah. Well, David Kahn's the author of The Codebreakers, A History of Secret Writing. Again, we're talking about a 12-year-old FBI cold case in which they discovered two handwritten documents with a code written on them. You can take a look at the pictures of the notes on our website. We also happen to have a couple codes for our listeners to break if you want to go over to our website at thetakeaway.org. But, you know, David, let me ask you. I've read Da Vinci Code and all these other recent novels about code breaking. Is it true that the most difficult codes to break are those that are based on, like, a book that you pull off the shelf?
Oh, yeah. There's that famous story about how you can make a code, like, the first letter of the first, suppose you need a T, and the word begins with the. You could put page one for your number one, and then line one, and then letter one.
Right.
And people say that's an unbreakable code. Well, it may be unbreakable, but it's so impossible to use. Suppose you need a word, and the word is like on page 352. Do you have to read the whole book to figure it out? That's why that code has been used only once or twice in history. Benedict Arnold used it for a little while, and it was so complicated a system that they dropped it after two or three attempts.
And I've heard that he got caught.
Yes,
actually.
He did.
Yeah. David Kahn is the author of The Codebreakers, The History of Secret Writing. David, what's your favorite code?
My favorite code is the one-time code, which is the only unbreakable code known to operate. And it's a well-known system. It was invented back in 1917 in World War I. It's a very simple system. And if you have 15 seconds, I can explain it to you.
We don't have 15 seconds, but can you explain it in 10 seconds?
Yes, I'll try. Well, maybe I can't. It's too complicated than that.
It's too complicated. David Kahn, author of The Codebreakers, The History of Secret Writing. You can go to thetakeaway.org, check out the details on this 12-year-old FBI cold case that we're talking about, and try solving these codes that we've provided for you. It's all at thetakeaway.org. Thanks, David.